part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. I'm Stevie B, Stephen Baldwin. He
asleep
out there in California is Kevin McCullough, KMC. We got you, Kevo.
Yeah. Are you asleep? You sound sleepy.
Can't hear Kevin.
You can't hear me? Owen, are you
all
hearing
right,
me?
Again, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. I'm going to let my techno geeks here on my side of the equation figure out why I can't hear Kevin. But I will move right along here. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Again, I'm Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and my partner on this radio program is Kevin McCullough. And Kevin says you sound sleepy. I sound sleepy? It's my allergies, man. This weather in New York is killing me. Killing me. And besides, I had too big of a lunch. My wife cooked a fantastic lunch. It was a light lunch. Chicken
salad. Late lunch.
Along with some other lovely things. But, of course, there was leftovers. And I grew up with, you know, you can't leave any leftovers. So it's probably a combination. I ate too much and my allergies. But, again, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373 is the number. And we'll get Kevin back on here in 1 second. And
can you hear me?
There he is. Kevo! Yeah,
I was here the whole time.
I assumed so.
See, when you plot naughty things like trying to take over the show, God has a way of judging you for that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you forget to push the button that Ivan had to walk all the way from the other room. To push for you. But
well,
now,
here's what's funny. I walk in for tonight, and I come around the other side of the desk, and Owen goes, "You're sitting in the big chair tonight?" And I said, "You're dang right I am, every chance I get, baby."
Well, and there's not really any significance to either chair, except one has intimate access to the controls of the show.
Right.
So, and I have no idea. And I'm not the boss anymore. Ivan's the boss now. He's the executive producer.
So just stop with the
I don't have any idea why he would let you sit.
He got married, and he's a stud muffin now, and now he's the boss.
I don't know why he would let you sit near the controls.
He gave me attitude today. I told him, "Hey, I want you to pull some clips." He's like, "Well, I'm eating lunch, dude. You know, I don't know what to tell you." He's like, "I'll get back to you, babe. Yeah, text me."
I don't know why he would let you anywhere near the controls. But this doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's just, well, you know, Kevin, when you're around, everybody's on point and serious and focused and professional.
No, my team is top notch.
And when you're gone,
top shelf professional.
They get all dopey,
whether I'm there or not.
Giggly and giddy with Stevie B at the helm.
Oh my goodness!
So it's
which
not
is why
normal,
I made Ivan the boss.
It's not. It's not the normal hostile takeover that I do, like when I do the show alone. It's kind of a Jedi mind trick version where, you know, if I want to turn your mic off tonight, I can do that. I have that power here on Baldwin McCullough this evening.
So, he's Stevie B, as he's already said, somewhat sleepily. I'm KMC, and we're coming to you from two different opposite ends of the country tonight. Stephen is in the home studio in New York, and I'm in Extreme Media Studio West.
Yeah, baby. I like the sound of that.
I'm right in ground zero from where the Ventura County fires could be seen this week.
Wow.
So if you watch those on the cable channels, it was actually, you could see a really good smoke cloud coming from the fire yesterday, but today it was a little bit better, so
yeah, man,
not too bad.
I talked to Brother Billy today, who was driving with his son. They were driving right by the fires.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, for some reason they were, and you know, whoever's driving through with the cigarette, in the middle of the Santa Ana season, when the grass is all dry and there's been no rain all winter, stop throwing the cigarettes out the window when you're driving along the highways, because there were 9 fires in the LA area yesterday.
Yeah.
And every one of them were like right off of the freeway. You look on the map on the LA Times Google map, and it was like, you know, 101, PCH, the 10, the 2, the 134. And I'm like, you know, somebody's driving down the road, and they just flick the thing out the window, and it catches weeds.
Yeah. Well,
Gotta stop that, man.
Any of that is stupid to begin with, but particularly with dry weather out there being what it is, you know, it starts fires.
Speaking of fires, it looks like we're going to have some whistles being blown about the fire that took place in Benghazi. Did you hear about that this week?
Yeah, no, I heard something.
We're gonna get a range of people from civil security forces to Marine folks that were in the know, and some not ambassadors. What am I trying to think of? They're not military. Whatever. The State Department types. Anyway, there's people in all three divisions that have hired attorneys and are ready to come forward, and they may appear before Congress this next week. We might actually get some answers to what happened on that night last September, which would be about time.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
It's just so weird, you know what I mean? It's like there's always the conspiracy of every administration of, you know, things that happen, go wrong, go bad, this and that. But things like Benghazi, to me, at a time when this administration is trying to bring the troops home and blah, 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 you know, it's just strange. It's just
well,
strange.
And here's the thing. Mr. Jay Carney,
yeah,
the press secretary, he's asked about it yesterday in the press briefing at the White House. And his response was, hey, look, Benghazi was a long time ago.
Did he say that?
Yeah. So somebody can find the audio on it. I'm sure it's out there. But he actually said that in a press briefing. I'm going, wait a second. Yeah, it was in September, but if you remember, like, we spent all of September through December hearing this from the administration. Well, you know, we can't rush to judgment. We have to take our time and let the facts, you know, be discovered. And somewhere between that time and now, it became a long time ago, and now it's not important to talk about anymore.
Right. And then there was Hillary.
When did that switch get flipped? I missed something there.
But obviously, with whatever transpired being obviously questionable, you know, they're going to try to sweep it under the rug. But it ain't going
well. They're
going to
try. But I think if you end up getting a few whistleblowers coming forward going, this is what we knew and this is when we knew it, and, you know, this counters what has been officially said, you know, on the record by the people that were in charge. I don't know. This story may have another round of life to it. It'll be interesting to see what comes out this week.
All right, Kevo. Well, you know, you and I talked a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I choose to be the kooky one here in this equation. But I ain't.
When you don't sound so sleepy like tonight.
And
I choose to be.
I ain't no rocket scientist. But, you know, a lot of things in the news.
Are you needing an affirmation? Are you in need of someone patting you on the head and
yes,
saying,
please.
It's okay, Steve.
You're not.
You don't have to be a rocket
scared.
Scientist. You can just be yourself tonight.
I'm scared. But the one big thing in the news, brother, now they're going to take this morning after pill.
Yeah.
Called Plan B.
Yeah.
And
which is an unfortunate connection to you.
Exactly. I'm already fired. Please leave me alone.
Steven's team was the morning after pill team.
I've already been fired. Enough said.
All right.
But you got this morning after pill, very controversial in since it's come to market, et cetera, et cetera. But now they're going to make it available to girls 15 years old.
Right.
So now what they're saying to 15-year-olds...
Without parental permission.
Exactly.
That's the caveat here.
So I'm listening to this on the news, and, I'm kind of a kooky guy. I do kooky stuff. I jump out of perfectly good airplanes, so maybe my perception is a little bit questionable. But I have two daughters, 20 and 16, and I remember what I was doing at 15. My question is, does everybody out there remember what they were doing when they were 15? And when you were
15? Well, let's talk about it when we continue, because
yes,
it's Baldwin McCullough.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Are you sure?
Out in the West Coast Extreme Radio Media Bunker.
Are you positive?
Not really. I gotta, you know, I need another dose of the Claritin D here, and I might have a sense of something here.
Ah. Well, I just have some Mucinex D, so that won't do you much good. Especially 3,000 miles away.
All right, the number here is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And, Kevo, you know, as I said to you before, I'm freaking out, dude.
Well, why particularly does this story freak you out? Is it because you have daughters that are over the age of 15?
No, it just, you know, if I think about what the maturity level is, what the intellectual ability and discernment of a 15-year-old is, that's one thing that bothers me, that now they have the ability with this law in place, which will allow the abortion pill called the what is it called? Morning after? Morning yeah. after pill.
Now, colloquially called
right,
morning.
Or Plan B.
Right.
And if these kids, you know, at 15, really the biggest thing they got to worry about at whatever age, the thing that's probably going to get them in the most trouble is a pregnancy. So now they don't got to worry. Now at 15 years old, they can just walk right into a Walgreens, CVS, whatever it is, not have to show any ID really, you know, probably. I mean, there will be some of that going on. But
what ID does a 15-year-old have? See,
that's the other question.
Like, so do they get special cards from their school district now that say, you know, this person is 15? It's not a state-issued ID, but it's some other form. Like, it seems to me that they're opening up a whole can of worms here that they really haven't thought through, nor have they really asked about.
Right. And in addition to that, there are so many side effects from this drug that, from, you know, you can get this sickness, that sickness, throwing up, vomiting, dizziness. But there's all
really?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff
heard,
like that.
I haven't heard about all those.
So here you probably have most parents in America wanting their children to be healthy. And with this decision, these kids can be doing this, taking this thing, and within 24 hours of taking the morning after pill, there's an 89 percentile chance that, you know, a pregnancy won't happen. And it's got me saying to myself, what direction is the country moving that giving this choice to 15-year-olds is acceptable?
Without parental involvement.
Correct. Because,
see, again, it's important for us to stress this, because saying a 15-year-old may not want or need something, that's one thing. But to say that a 15-year-old can get it and not have their parents involved, now I'm really interested in what it is that our government or the school district or the doctors feel like they can give my 15-year-old without my permission.
Right. Well, and speaking of the school district, the same 15-year-old that can take a pill to cause an abortion if they're having sex, if they're in school and they go to the nurse because they need two aspirin, the nurse has to call the parent for aspirin.
That makes no sense at all. 888-340-3373. So the FDA or the whoever, which governing body is it that's deciding to go forward with this? Is it the FDA?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have the story. I don't. It's not in front of me. But anyway, so they're deciding that 15-year-olds are smart enough, mature enough, and understand enough about all of the ramifications of a sexually active life and how to deal with the said consequences of a sexual act of life, that they can now give your child the permission, the go-ahead, the clarification to get a Plan B pill without you being involved. I'm just curious, how does that strike you tonight? 888-340-3373. I did not know about all the side effects, Stephen. So you were telling me some news there. I mean, I've read a little bit about Plan B, but not a ton. But it seems to me also it has a higher failure rate than I'd probably only an 89% chance of not getting pregnant.
Yeah, it says 80. That's the most recent accurate figure.
Wow. Well, it. And you're going to see more of this. This is my prediction. The people that are in control right now want to have greater and greater control of your kids and of their kids' choices and options, and less dependency upon you as their parent. You know, we saw this with Melissa Harris Perry a few weeks ago, where she came out and she said, "We got to get away from this idea that these kids belong to parents." You know, they don't belong to parents. Mm-hmm. They belong to all of us. And when hell freezes over and they stab pitchforks in my cold, dead chest, well, I agree with that. But this is an example of how people like Melissa Harris Perry are going to go about trying to see to it that that worldview gets implemented around us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can pass this and they can say, parents are they're kind of stupid. We don't, asking a parent to be involved, that's like caveman era. You know, 15-year-olds are smart enough to take the Plan B pill, to be sexually active, to understand the consequences of those choices all on their own. Don't you agree? And then if you don't agree, you become the bad guy. No, I don't think 15-year-olds are emotionally mature enough to handle sexual activity.
Sure.
How dare you?
Okay, here's the side effects. Abdominal pain, fatigue, headache, menstrual changes, dizziness, breast tenderness, vomiting, diarrhea.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah. So now you know your kid wakes up in the morning and oh mommy, you know, I threw up. Now you got parents that are you on Plan B? I mean, I gotta imagine that there has to be that concern going forward. And I exaggerate to make a point.
I was about to say, if the parents aren't caring whether or not the kid's having sex, how much do you think they're going to care if she's throwing up a little bit one morning?
Well, yes, I understand. But my point is, imagine the position this will put many 15-year-old girls in who are not being honest about this sort of thing with their parents. And if they are out there fooling around, blah, blah, they take this thing, they're going to have these symptoms. I mean, imagine the dishonesty that's going to have to go along with, you know, this type of opportunity.
Not only that, when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I think there's an even bigger risk to the girl's health in this reality that you just made me think about. And I hadn't even realized it until what you were just saying triggered it. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough on 338 radio stations across the country and SiriusXM. And our phone number is wide open, 888-340-3373. Your call next.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Three garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin.
The sleepy Baldwin.
Yeah, I know, it's my allergy. You can hear it in my voice.
He's being all very mellow jazz DJ tonight.
Interesting.
I'm Stevie Baldwin.
Interesting.
Tonight we'll be playing the greatest love songs of my life.
Wow. I like that, Kevo. I like when you go there.
Oh, I used to do that for a living. I'm so glad I got into talk. I couldn't deal with music radio anymore.
Did you really?
Yeah. I didn't do love songs.
Oh, I thought you did love songs.
No.
I was going to say, I knew there was...
No, it's better to let female voices do that job.
No.
Like Delilah and those, they always sound so much, I don't know, more wonderful at night. When they play, you know, the greatest hit of Mario Speedwagon or something. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. If you're on the West Coast, the sun is still not down. If you're out east, is the sun down yet?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, it is? Well, anyway, wherever you are, we're glad that you're with us. listening on satellite and some 300 radio stations across the country. We are glad you're here, and we're going to go to calls in just a second. But first, did you give your mom a hard time growing up? I don't have to ask Baldwin this question. The question to ask Stephen would be, how many times did you not give your mom a hard time growing up?
Right.
But did I ever tell you about the time when I drenched mom with the water hose?
Oh, that's cool.
No, I was in my imaginary thinking. She was the monster from outer space, and she was coming out of the house to attack planet Kevin. And the water hose was my laser gun. So I just killed the monster. Die, monster! And like it was like a bad episode of Calvin and Hobbes. I all of a sudden saw that I was actually drenching my mom with the water hose, and she wasn't very pleased. It didn't end very well for me. But if you had those kinds of moments when you were growing up, then you may be looking for a way to make up for something to mom. And I've got the perfect thing for you. Pro Flowers has a dozen rainbow roses for $19.99. Or you can double the roses and get chocolates plus a premium pink vase for just $29.98. Now, that's 50% off. All you need is my code, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N. When you order to get these special prices, you'll get a colorful bouquet of roses. They're guaranteed to last more than a week. And J.D. Power & Associates said that Pro Flowers had highest customer satisfaction among all online flower retailers. And you can even find out that information by going to jdpower.com. But here's the only way you get this Mother's Day deal, which is next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Kevin, or go to proflowers.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in K-E-V-I-N. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type Kevin. Order now. This special pricing expires tonight at midnight. Tonight at midnight. Order now.
You got to do it tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So
what are we talking about, big boy?
The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So to everyone within the sound of my voice, can a 15-year-old girl, or let me rephrase that, should a 15-year-old girl be able to decide what's best for her in regard to taking a drug that would allow her to have an abortion, essentially? Or should it be something that she is required to talk to her parents about? Because apparently, you know, we got some clips here, Kevin, from the President of the United States, making some statements about it. We'll play those in a little bit. But apparently it's perfectly fine with the president. He initially said about this that it's the FDA, and that's what they do. They know better than me, and I'm not involved in this decision. But if they say it's okay, then it's okay with me.
Now, wait a second. He says that as a grown man who fathers two teenage girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And relevant to that, obviously, he's made the statement in the past, quote, and I paraphrase, but if either one of my daughters ever, made the mistake or had this kind of, quote, mistake happen or accident happen in their lives, they shouldn't have to, live with a choice or, be punished with having to deal with this and that and blah, 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 blah.
So, well, why would parents need to have anything to say over whether or not their daughter is sexually active and getting the morning after pill?
Yeah.
Which, unlike what the FDA tries to convince you, it is not a harmless birth control device. It is an abortifacient. It takes a fertilized, potentially fertilized setting and destroys it. Coming right back, he's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're coming to you from New York. What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to
3-3-9-3-8.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
To you from the opposite coast of the greatest nation on God's green earth. Sorry, Mr. Medved, I borrowed that from you. Los Angeles and New York, respectively. He's Stephen Baldwin at home in our New York headquarters,
I am
Kevin McCullough. All the way out here on the West Coast, just literally spitting distance from where the Ventura fires were this week, but it's the Extreme Media Studio West. Yeah, I like that, too. That's cool. We're growing, buddy. We're getting big. We're going to take over the world pretty soon.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about whether or not somebody should be letting a 15-year-old buy basically an abortifacient without parental notification, much less permission. Now, the president weighed in. He had this to say. All right. So we... It didn't fire, so we didn't have the audio from the president. Anyway, let's go to the calls because there's some of you that are already wanting to weigh in on this. Dan in Hicksville, New York, listening to AM 970, The Answer. How you doing, Dan? Line one.
Hi there. This is Dan, not Dan. D-E-N.
Dan. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, here's what I want to say. I'm very much interested in politics, and this is a subject that is so important. 15-year-old girl should not be making this decision. But let's get back to what's behind this all. We have a presidency that wants to control every aspect of our life. They want to get votes from every section of this entire country. They're going after now the 15-year-olds. They're grooming them. The girls, they think they're getting something great. They're not thinking, though. Number one, first of all, control. Government wants more control over every individual. Hmm. They're not afraid to take this control away from the parents. This is a typical communist tactic, which is to separate the children from the parents.
All right, so, Dan, let me get this right. In your thinking, the ability for 15-year-old girls, without their parents' knowledge, permission, anything, to be able to take a morning after pill after being sexually active, et cetera, et cetera. Your thinking is this is a way for this administration to be kind of doing something good for those young people, and it's a politically motivated thing. That's your perception.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what they've been doing all along. They can look you straight in the eye and lie. That's the whole game of the Communist Party.
Right. All right, Dan. Well, thanks a lot, brother. Thanks for listening. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, no, I understand his passion. Line two, Steve in Lakeland, Florida, listening to AM 910 WTBN tonight. Hi, Steve.
Hi there, guys. Kevin, I've been to L.A. Sorry about your luck, pal. Steven, I'm a big fan. I'm going to go right to my point. Constitutionally, the FDA, the EPA, no government regulatory agency has the right to pass any kind of legislation of this nature simply because the Constitution mandates that all laws that affect and govern our lives should be passed and after due process in the Congress by both houses and then signed by the president. So for the president to be comfortable with allowing 15-year-old girls to just simply sidestep their parents is not only unconstitutional, but heinous at best.
Yeah, it's a great point, Steve. It's a great point, because think about it, Kevin. My daughter, 16 years old, she's not legal till she's 18. While she's under my roof, if she comes home past her curfew, I can punish her. I can take away her iPhone. I get this. But according to what Steve's talking about, if for whatever reason, God forbid, because I tell my kids quite often, if you want to marry a guy, be sure that you marry a guy that is comfortable with prosthetic limbs, because if there is some activity that I'm not happy with, I'll chop your leg off. Just kidding. But my point to that, Kevin, is
we're waiting all night to tell that story.
No, but just to what? But think, it's fascinating. Like we said before, our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. A 15-year-old girl can take a morning after abortion pill, not have to tell her mom, not have to tell dad, not the parents don't have to know anything. This is legal now. This is going to be legal. But if they're in school and they want to take an aspirin at the nurse, got to contact the parents. I mean, this is, and what this guy's talking about.
And by the way, what we're not advocating is that they keep the Plan B pill the way it is and then just suddenly make aspirin available without parental permission either. We're not asking for that. We're asking to go the other direction.
Right, because
if you can't give them an aspirin without my permission, you can't give them an abortion pill.
Right. And then, Kevin, for me, the kind of the bigger thought is, what direction is this government taking the country? I mean, common sense logically and morally and, you know, all that. For the government to say to 15, 16, and 17-year-olds, have all the sex you want. You don't have to worry about it. You can walk right into any drugstore now, and within 24 hours after you've had sex, you could just take care of it by popping this pill. This is, forget about, you know, left, right, Republican, Democrat. This is just common sense. This is insane.
I agree, and it's something that we're going to have to deal with. This is why elections count, basically, as well, because, Stephen, the way that you end up getting this kind of stuff passed, and it's going. And thank you, Steve, for your call from Florida. Appreciated it. You're more or less at the mercy and at the whim of political appointees, and when you have people in these, you know, secondary agencies, and the FDA is not a major agency. It's not the Congress or the Pentagon, but it is an agency that has a great deal of reach and control into the average person's life, because it regulates the food you eat, it regulates the drugs you're allowed to take, and now it's making policy about sexual promiscuity in the lives of 15-year-olds, not from an authoritarian or even a religious way, but from a practical way. It's saying, if you can have this stuff, then you can go and do whatever you want, and you don't have to tell your parents.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, hell's going to freeze over before I give up my say over my kids. And you can march Melissa Harris Perry out there and say that my kids belong to her all you want to. I will punch you in the face if you try to get in between me and my parents and that, the parenting of my children.
And that would be Old Testament, obviously, Kevin. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Saturday night, from one coast to the next, from one country to the entire continent, it is Baldwin McCullough, Sirius XM 131, on 338 great radio stations like WNYM, AM 970 The Answer in New York, like KKFT in Reno, Nevada, great, great radio stations out there, KFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska, and WORL all the way down in Orlando, Florida. We've got great people tuning in all across every Saturday night, having a little fun with Baldwin and McCullough, and we hope that you will join us every Saturday night as well. Okay, I think we've got the president. Here's what he had to say about Plan B.
There's a decision made by the FDA and the Secretary of Health and Human Services. It's not my decision to make. The rule that's been put forward by the FDA, Secretary Sebelius has reviewed, she's comfortable with, I'm comfortable with it.
So there you go.
Oh, okay.
It. Yeah.
Well, if the governor who defended the worst abortionist in history, Kathleen Sebelius, said that everyone should go take a giant poop in the middle of the gym floor, would he be okay with that as well? I mean, is that the ultimate arbiter of whether or not President Obama is going to see the moral implications of what we're doing here?
And what's interesting too, Kevin, obviously is,
well, Kathleen Sebelius said it's okay, so it must be.
Well, and obviously that's just him kicking the can down the street. But it's interesting. He actually said, well, if they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. So then the president...
He's surrendering his thought process to decide for himself.
Right. But the point I'm thinking is simply this. The president of the United States is comfortable with your daughter not telling you or not having to tell you at 15 years old if she's taking an abortion pill that could be dangerous to her health, could negatively affect her health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But again, simultaneously, if she's in school and goes to the nurse and needs two aspirin, then you got to be contacted.
Right.
Our number
and not only does he want to do that for your daughter, he wants to do it for his daughters, evidently. All right, 888-340-3373. Mike, line 3 in South Carolina. Mike, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you know, in most states, to my knowledge, 15-year-old can't drive. They can't join the military. They can't even vote. It's just in the government making this decision for our kids is it's not right.
Now let me ask you a question, brother. Because here's my thing. You say that, and I hear you, but is it just not right, or does it really kind of freak you out?
Well, it does freak me out,
right,
Stephen?
Okay,
no
I'm,
question.
I'm
about
just
it.
Curious about the level to which you know you find this to be whatever.
You know, I just think that. You know, the fact that the FDA can go ahead and do this without any, checks and balances here, I don't understand.
Yeah, no recourse. That's exactly right, Mike. They're a secondary agency. They're almost entirely appointed by the administration. And we have nothing, we have no way of...
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.